From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Monday, a Humboldt County jury convicted 38-year-old Eureka resident Seng Jimmy Yang of 16 felony counts, including continuous sexual abuse of a child, 2 counts of aggravated sexual assault of a child under 14, multiple counts of rape of a child 14 years of age or under, assault with intent to commit rape, and child pornography. At age 15, Jane Doe made law enforcement aware of the case by walking into the Eureka Police Department and telling them what her father had been doing to her. Police took the defendant into custody within hours after the interview. The defendant faces life in prison and will be sentenced on July 29th. A Eureka man who threatened to kill his brother and sister back in March will go to trial. Danny Floyd Waters is accused of doing so during an altercation March 31st at a Union Street home. The 66-year-old Waters is charged with attempted murder, making criminal threats, and assault with a firearm. When police arrived at the home that day, they found Waters and his brother, Donald Waters, struggling on the living room floor. A responding officer approached the men with his police rifle and pointed it at Danny Waters, ordering him to drop his gun. He had to repeat the command several times before Waters complied. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office needs the public's help locating a Humboldt County Correctional Facility inmate who walked away from an inmate work crew Monday afternoon. At about 1 p.m. Monday, inmate 25-year-old Corey Allman was discovered missing from an inmate work crew during a routine head count. Allman had been working on a crew that was performing maintenance on the Hikshari Trail near Truesdale Street in Eureka. It's believed that Allman may have headed south on the trail. He's described as black, 6'2", about 190 pounds, medium build, short black hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a blue shirt with a white undershirt, blue jeans, and black boots. Well, 3 local students are being honored with the first Eureka NAACP Josiah Lawson Memorial Scholarship 2019. In January, the NAACP began collecting money in honor of David Josiah Lawson, who attended Humboldt State University on April 15, 2017. At 19 years old, he was fatally stabbed during an altercation at an off-campus party. The winners are Ayanna Ray Watson of Eureka High School, Lavender Alice Sharon Weberg of Arcata High School, and Zora Jeanette Culps of McKinleyville High School. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.